You're listening to the Drummers Education Connection Podcast. Interviews with the greatest drummers in the business and roundtable discussions with industry leaders and teachers from around the globe to help provide performance, insight, and inspiration.
$0.50 for anybody who can name that groove. All right, what's
Pool
happening?
Pool in the rain.
No, but more generally, come on.
Come on. I want my 50 cents. Venmo me now.
Purdy Shuffle.
Venmo me now.
Purdy Shuffle.
That was not the Purdy Shuffle. That was Fool in the Rain on the ride symbol.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome and welcome back to the Drummers Education Connection. My name is Jeremy Steinkohler. I'm here with two of my great friends, great guys, great drummers, great educators, and also a very special guest, a new friend of ours. I'm in San Francisco Bay Area. Bart is down in Southern California, in Ontario. Is that right, Ontario?
Yes, Ontario.
Rick Stojak down in San Diego. And our guest today is Derek Lee, who is all the way from Tokyo, Japan. Welcome, Derek.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
How close are you to Budokan? Like, can you go, is Budokan like right there?
It's not right there. It's just a train ride away, but I've seen some amazing acts over there. I saw Dream Theater. I saw Sting, Journey. Yeah, they've like all the greats come through there. It's a really amazing
So
venue.
Cool. I had to ask.
Derek, what time is it in Tokyo right now?
That's 4 a.m.
Oh, man. Well, thank you for getting up early to join us today. It's a pleasure to have you on, and we're excited to talk to you and get into it about you and your history and the BeatNote app, which is this really, really cool thing we found at PASIC. But before we do, we'd like to get started with a couple of business items. The first is, as we talked about last week, we have a couple of good friends of the show and personal friends of ours who were impacted by the fires in Southern California. And these guys lost their homes. They've lost all their stuff, their drums, and everything. So we're going to post a couple of links in the chat. These are GoFundMe links that you can help support them. These are great guys, John Mader and Mike Packer. So if you have a minute and you're in a comfortable place, we ask that you send a small donation their way. Put those up real quick, one sec.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And our hearts go out to those guys and all those other people affected by the fires. We also want to talk about good things. So we start our show with a little segment we call Good Things, which is a chance for us to just check in with each other at the beginning of every week and see what's going on in our lives and hear about all the great stuff that we get inspired by. So, Derek, I'm going to kick it to you first. What's going on good in your life right now?
And I have so much to be grateful for. Well, first of all, just being here and being a part of this event is a great thing for me. And along that theme, PASIC was really great. Got to meet you, Jeremy. And I got to meet so many great people. I've been working on my PASIC applications and really grateful for a few people from PAS who provided me with some feedback. So
oh, beautiful.
Really excited about that. Yeah.
So are you, that means you're applying to present at PASIC?
I am. I'm trying to find the right angle to, you know, kind of share technology, education, and kind of my thoughts on that and how BeatNote can help people out. We'll talk about some of that today. And yeah, I'm excited.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. I wish you the best of luck with that. And I really hope you end up getting selected to present because I'm a huge fan of the app that you've created and can't wait to see it sort of displayed and talked about and connected to the larger community. Bart, what's going on good for you?
Oh, man. You know what? Like Derek said, I just have so many things to be grateful for in life. I'm going to a Gretsch artist hang today, and so I'm really excited about that. It's amazing to be part of that Gretsch family. Amazing drums. It's just so honored to be on.
Bart, they're going to hang Gretsch artist?
Yes, they're going to hang Gretsch artist.
Oh, come on.
Hopefully I get to meet some of the guys that are, I'm really looking forward to meeting some of the guys that are my heroes. I've heard that Steve Ferroni's going to be there and a bunch of people. And one of my dear friends, Adam, is going to be going with me, Adam Parsons. We're going to go up there and hang out today. Secondly, I have a master class coming up at Adam Parsons Drum Room. It's a small private drum room. This guy has an amazing collection of drums. I mean, When you walk into his place, I mean, no exaggeration, I bet you there's 400 drum sets in there. It is phenomenal. It's unbelievable. There's a display room where three kits are set up. He has a snare drum rack and a cymbal rack, and then just and he has a bunch of really famous drum sets in there. He has Chad Sexton's from 311's kit, one of his kits in there. He's got a bunch of really cool kits. So I'm doing a master class there. That's going to be on February 8th, and it's going to be a hands-on pad, practice pad, master class. I'm going to play a little bit on the kit, but going to be doing that. It's going to be an hour and a half. So if you want to go to that, whether you are in Southern California, you want to make the drive, or if you want to do it on Zoom, I'm doing it both live and online. You can buy a Zoom ticket for $35. In person, it's $50, and we can fit 20 people. We're a little over halfway sold out right now, so that's going good. And last but not least, my latest book, I kind of put the finishing touches on that, and I'm looking for, I reached out to a friend of mine, Steve Jacobs, giant in the industry, to see if he'll write the foreword for me on it. I haven't heard back from him yet, though. But, yeah, I got a lot going on, and I'm just grateful and thankful to be here on deck today.
Awesome. Great stuff. How about you, Rick?
Well, first off, Bart, I want to say that congratulations on being a Gretsch artist and being invited to the hang.
You
deserve to be at the drum hang with all the greatest drummers in the world. You have earned your place there. So you belong with all those cats. So I think that's just so fantastic to see. And so a lot of hard years of work went behind that, folks. So my good thing, Julia and I just got back from a wonderful visit to the coast of Florida to visit with my mom, and my niece came down from New York with her family. And my mom is 98, and she is rocking out. She walks 2 miles a day. And we see her every 3 months, and all these walks prepare her for the visits. So she's totally inspired to take care of her health and take care of her mind. And we went to an Irish pub and got Irish stew, and I drank a Guinness. And then we went to a speakeasy and a metaphysical bookshop and checked out art. And she's doing all that stuff at 8 years old, Dad.
He took his mom to a bar and a brothel.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, but
that's great, man. I'm glad your mom's doing so great. That's awesome.
That's so cool, Rick. It's, and you know, we've been down there before, my wife and I, on vacation, and it's such a beautiful area down there in Cocoa Beach, man.
Yeah, the Space Coast of Florida, Atlantic Ocean side.
Oh, it's gorgeous,
in the Melbourne area. Saw a couple launches. Right from the beach.
Cool.
So life is good. Oh, and the other thing that I might add is, as I was away for the two deck episodes for this trip, and it was so great to listen back to the deck episodes. So if you haven't checked it out, the episode, the first one of the year on goal planning, Bart, Chip, and Jeremy killed it. And we miss you today, Chip. So
probably
seeing you next week. So what about you, Chip?
I just want to mention Chip is out sick today. So we hope we send him the best and hope he's feeling better soon.
Well, Chip,
I got three quick things to share because I'm excited to get into it with Derek. One, I also just finished my application for applying at PASIC, and I'm super excited. I'm crossing my fingers. Talking my presentation is all about feel and developing the tools to play with good feel and. Basically that how you play is more important than what you play. So it's all about the sound that you produce on the drum set and the balance parts of the kit. Second good thing, I just talked to my son and we're planning on making a record together next summer. And it's going to be all original compositions of his. Derek, I don't know if you know, my son's a college freshman at Northwestern and an amazing jazz piano player. So we played a few shows together.
Doesn't do it justice, Derek. The guy's phenomenal.
He's pretty great.
He's jaw-dropping good.
Yeah, thank you, Bart. Yeah, so I'm super excited about that idea, and it was his idea, so like I'm all in for that. And then what was my third thing? I can't remember my third thing. Oh, I just yesterday I played golf and I shot a 5 over par for the whole round. That was like my best round. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. And Rick and I were talking, and if you get picked to present at PASIC, he and I are going to be in the front row going like that.
Kisses
right in the front. We're just going to be right. Blowing you kisses.
Don't be distracting at all.
You know, we'll be holding up signs. A 9.
Speaking 8.5. Of oh man, that's so speaking of PASIC, I was fortunate enough to run into Derek, who had a booth at PASIC this past year, November. And was intrigued by what he had going on, stood around to talk to him and his other guys he had there talking about his app, BeatNote. And I was super excited about it. And when I actually got it and tried it out, I got like my excitement like ratcheted up 10 times above what I originally had, because this thing's amazing. Derek, just we have so much to talk about. Give us the quick 2-minute overview and now let's go deep.
All right. So BeatNote is basically, you know, years of experience. You know, this is kind of what I've wanted to contribute to drumming education for a long time. And there's just so many ways to, you know, I think have an impact on education. I started with composition and kind of tailoring BeatNote is tailored towards educators and students to help make, you know, music notation and drumming education more accessible to everyone. Yeah,
great. I think you've achieved that goal.
Now the thing
is to get it out to the world, get more people to know about it, because this thing is amazing. Rick, tell us what you were telling us before the show, before we went on.
Okay, well, this BeatNote app is the answer to my prayers. It is revolutionizing the way I teach drums and the way my students practice. And it's so thorough. It's basically a music transcription app. It's kind of like a drum machine. You just type in a beat, and there it is up. I have it on my iPad connected to a TV. I have kits set side by side, and my student and I are up there looking at the beat. And then you can add a click to it. So it's basically a drum machine. You transcribe it and you hit play and it's playing for you, and it's repeating. And it's got a click track built in with a couple different sounds available. I like the clave click track. So of course you can change tempo. So this is the thing as a teacher, often students are trying to play way too fast. Get the beat. So slow down. Let's try to slow down. You put it, you know, and it's hard for them to slow down. Right. So you put the BeatNote up, and then not only is the beat in front of you, there's like a little line that goes from each eighth note. So you visually can see what eighth note you're on. So it really helps you read music, lock into a click, and not speed up. And so it's such a game changer. I've had 6 students. I've only been using it for a week. I just got back, as I said. I've already had 6 students sign up for it, and then I've got some on the waiting list for the Android version, which we'll talk about. And then I'm taking chapters from my method books and putting them into the app. So that way they have their book in front of them, and then we have the transcription up on the television. And it's just such a game changer. And then, yeah, Derek, should I keep on going about all the cool stuff it does?
I got something I want to say about it, because Rick, I think you hit the nail on the head about how easy this was. I have, all 4 of us are published authors, and I have 2 instructional books that are, you know, just instructional books. You've got grooves and snare drum and everything like that. and when I wrote my first book, it was, 100 years ago, you know. And so the program that I used was so archaic, and I could only put notes on certain lines. And it was just, you know, you got to jump through these hoops to get the note head to change and do all this stuff. This app, I just got it on my computer this morning, so I've literally scratched the surface. I know zero about it. And I just made some quick, easy grooves. And it literally, what would have taken me on my old, on the old program that I've used for years, because I know it, I just know the programs, I've been using it, what would take me, let's say, a minute, because I know the program so well, to create a groove, took me like 10 seconds. Just click, click, oh my God, click, click, oh my God, click. The note heads are there, everything's there. It's unbelievable. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, Derek, exactly. Go ahead, Jeremy.
I was just, we're all so excited about it, but I want to give our listeners and our viewers a chance to see what's going on and like get their, so they, you know, don't just hear about it, they check it out. Derek, yeah. Can you share your screen and give us a run through of on the app and show us how it works?
Sure thing. I am going to present my screen.
Here we go.
Here it comes. Looks like looks like you can all see that. Good, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so I'll just give a quick, first of all, thank you all for sharing your feedback on it. This is amazing. I'm not the best person to like go out and like, you know, promote my app. So it's really amazing to hear all of your experiences and talk about it. And so I'll just do a quick create new beat here. So we get into the editor and you can see right now you've got the music notation up at the top. Actually, let me do this so you can see my where I'm tapping on the screen. I've got a little hidden thing in here so that now you can see where I'm tapping on the screen. This will help things a little bit more. So up at the top, we've got the music notation. And then at the bottom here, we've got the grid where you can tap in and add your notes. So hi-hat, snare, and kick, whenever you create a new beat, just starts with these basic things. This is kind of like the foundation of our drum beats. And you can just literally tap into the grid and your music notation will magically show up at the top.
God, that's so awesome.
And what's so nice is that you can tap, you know?
Yes.
That's the magic of this.
Fill out the whole groove for us.
So tapping is one way to add notes in. And one of the other ways you can add notes is by swiping, which apparently I'm not doing a very good job of communicating this in the app. So I'm just going to show this really quickly. So how fast you can get notes into the app. Just by swiping your finger across the top. So
I just did it with my mouse.
What if you want to swipe in eighth notes as opposed to sixteenths?
So if you want to swipe in eighth notes as opposed to sixteenths, we need to change the subdivision from sixteenths to eighth notes. If you tap on the header of any beat, you can then change the subdivision either for all of the beats or just for a specific beat that you would like.
Okay.
And so we can change this to eighth notes. It does clear things out there because the subdivision has changed, but we can still just kind of tap back in and get everything.
And then from there, if you wanted to add sixteenths, you just go back to the beat and then change it to sixteenths to throw in your kick drum on the last sixteenth of the beat, for example.
Yep. So I just switched it back to sixteenth notes. And so now we can add in some extra kick drums.
Oh man.
In there just like that.
I'm already learning how to use this better just from watching this.
Yeah, totally, dude. I'm over here playing along with mine while he's doing it.
So one of the things I want to point out that I've already used is you can then export whatever you've programmed here as a PDF and send it via email or text or whatever. So I've already had students ask me all the time. I get the text in between lessons, "Hey, what's the fill in bar 12? I can't suss it out." And, you know, I sit there and I write it out on pen and paper and I take a picture of my writing and then I send it to them. And this way it's like 100 times easier, faster. It looks clean and professional. And then it's a document that they can, you know, have digitally or incorporate into their binder or whatever. So, yeah, you can export it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Thanks for bringing that up, Jeremy. This is an example here that I brought up that shows the PDF export.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there it is.
So that right there is the PDF export right there is where you have that.
Yep. Okay. This is the single measure worksheet, which I'm going to love to introduce you as well. This is a high resolution vector graphic PDF export. So this is going to look beautiful at any size, printed on the screen, on paper.
Rick, did you have something you were going to say?
Yeah, I wanted to add, too, not only can you send a PDF, but if a student has the BeatNote app, you can send a link. And so they'll have it in their Beat library of BeatNote. So then they have all of the bells and whistles where they can add the click.
And right, play it back.
So, you got it. Yeah, yep. So that link is really, really, really helpful.
So what I'm showing here is the beta version of the app. So there are going to be a couple of in-progress, like, development features in here that you might show up. But this is the Share Beat screen, and you can see here the different options, PDF link and image. Video isn't in the released version yet, but the video export is currently in development, and I'm happy to share some examples of that, too.
Hey, Derek, I'm going to chime in because one of our listeners, Mary Fisher, asks, are you using a PC, Mac, or iPad?
So for this demo today, I'm using an iPad, and I have this being mirrored onto my screen, but it works on iPad, iPhone, and any of the current Apple Silicon Mac computers.
And you mentioned before the show that you have an Android version that is in development.
Yes, Android is planned. I have a lot of teachers that are using it with students, and a lot of teachers have come to me and said, hey, Derek, not all of my students have an iPhone or an iPad, and I am planning to build an Android version. The Android version does have to be built completely separately, so it's going to take a lot of time, but I have a mailing list up on the website, so you can sign up to be notified of progress on the Android side of things.
Excellent.
Derek, could you tell us more about the image?
Yeah, the image export.
Yeah, how that works. Is that if you want to add notation, like if you want to make some notes or under each beat?
There are a few ways in which you can use the image export. The image export is effectively my first step towards allowing people to easily add notation to, say, online content. And so I have a number of content creators on Instagram and YouTube who are using the image export here. So you can choose a PNG, you can choose black on white or white on black, and then you can also have a transparent background if you want to, you know, put up the image on your video and just show it in a way on your content to make that music notation stand out. So there are still a lot of ways I think that the image export could be improved upon, but at least the initial release here. I work iteratively. That's a big theme that I just want to make sure I get out up front. I work iteratively by releasing some features and then gathering feedback. You all had a great episode on feedback not very long ago, and feedback is a huge part of my process to get that information from users, learn how you're using it. I'm a drummer. I have experience, you know, as a drummer to be able to build this, but I'm not every drummer, I'm not every teacher. So it's important that I also receive feedback.
Well, what I love about that is it's when you do it that way, Derek, it's literally like real world stuff. I mean, you're having it tested by people out there in the field, drum teachers, musicians that are, you know, literally like they're using it. And that's huge. See, yeah. In the time that you were talking, and before, just a minute ago, when you were showing us how to make the groove, I mean, it was a minute. I just started clicking around here, and I just put together this, honestly, by mistake. I was just clicking, and I landed on eighth note triplets, and I put together this shuffle thing. And I went in, I clicked on the note. I was like, oh, okay, I can ghost this note. I clicked on it, made it a ghost note. This is spectacular. Yeah. This is spectacular.
Show us the articulation features.
So in the editor, tapping or swiping is going to allow you to add a note, and tapping the diamond opens up what I call the articulation panel or the articulation bar. So each instrument on the drum set is going to have different articulations. For the snare drum, we have ghost notes, accents, flams, diddles, and cross sticks. So an extra tap or two is going to allow us to add ghost notes and accents into here. And then also, in case it's helpful, you don't have to just tap through. You can also use your finger to swipe or tap on the articulation that you want to get to the articulation a little bit faster.
So, how you put the hi-hats above the top line. I like the placement of all the notation. I think it's the most common notation placement for each the instruments on the drum set. So
can you split the voices if you wanted to?
So that's a really great question. How would you like to split the voices, Jeremy?
Well, let's say you wanted the kick. Let's say you wanted the hands up top and the feet going down, stems down.
Excellent. So in the top corner here, you're going to see there's a notation button. You tap on the notation button. We've got a few options here. We've got notation sticking. Rhythm is in beta. I can show you rhythm afterwards. That's not released yet, but voicing is all the way at the bottom. Tap on voicing, and now we have all of the voicing options that BeatNote supports. And Rick, thank you for hitting on common notation. I'm just going to tap on split hands and feet, and boom.
Wow. Fantastic.
Right? As drummers, so we have very specific ways in which we want to voice our notation. Right. And as authors and also as consumers, because I've heard students want the ability to change this too, and I'm considering that. But we don't need to like futz with every single note and stem and beam and blah, blah, blah. We just want to like set it and have it look the way we want it to look. So we've got linear, split hands and feet, and split cymbals, drums as the most common ones. I know there are some others, but the feedback I've gotten are these are the three main ones that.
You know, I want to add something to that, that the voicing is super, super important. And there's just different preferences that people have on how they want this written out. I don't think there's a right and wrong, in my opinion. I think what's ever easiest for you to read. And this really, really clarifies it. So a lot of times students get very confused. Like, why do these stems go up on this notation? Why are these... down. And this is the perfect way to explain that, because you could put a beat and then click, 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 you could see all the different options. So it's a great training tool on how to notate and how to write the voices.
So man, you hit the nail on the head, Rick.
Just to be clear, like for years and years, I have used Sibelius as a notation software program and for composition. It's a very steep learning curve. It's very expensive, and now it requires an annual subscription that's in the hundreds of dollars a year. And this does like 90% of what you can, all those crazy levels of detail that like 95% of people never even use, right? So this is essentially like a drum notation software program for you on your phone or your iPad or your computer, your laptop, right? And coming on your Android that you can get for how much, Derek?
Right now, pricing is introductory at annual subscription of $30 a year. It's introductory price just to try to like get up drum up support. But there are, like, I am planning on increasing the price as additional features and functionality come into the app. So if you want to get in, my promise is if you come in and support early, I'm going to lock you into that introductory rate.
Fantastic, man. That's very super generous of you.
And yeah, it really
is. You guys don't wait, just buy it now. Like, you save yourself the money. This thing is awesome. I'm using it, and I don't even care about, like, I'm just saying this because I believe it, not because I'm trying to help Derek make money. I hope Derek makes tons of money, but like, this is just cool. This works. It's great. It's a fantastic tool for teachers, for students. It's a game changer. It makes things so easy, so quick.
I want to throw a couple things out there on top of everything that everybody's just said. I'm going to start with what Rick said when he said about the reading of the notation and how there's not a right way or a wrong way. It's what you do and what you teach and how you teach it. And as a teacher, that question is often asked, well, why is this song stems down and this song stems up? You know, and you go through that explanation. One of the explanations that I always run into that I always say is that I think if you have stems up and stems down, and you know, there's rests all over the place, to a younger student, when they see a rest, it confuses them. Now, that being said, when I go to the split cymbals and drums, okay, oh yeah, what do I do when I rest? it automatically puts the rest in for you. You don't have to go like you did with Sibelius or with the program that I use for years. Right. And, oh, don't forget to put your eighth note rest in between the eighth note triplet. And I'm saying that because I just, again, by accident, I ended up on triplets and I put together this little triplet group. So it does that for you. And so, Rick, you really nailed it. The other thing, and I'm not going to speak for Derek here, but I will tell you my experience. He gave us very generously, he gave each one of us a copy of this on Drummer's Education Connection. And I was having some issues with getting my app on my laptop here. And I was messaging him on Instagram. And man, right away, he'd get back to me, oh, do this, do that, do this. Well, by incidentally, what we did discover the problem with the app was there was something between this computer screen and the back of my chair that was messing everything up. And we got that fixed.
Just above your shoulders.
It was right, exactly, right here, right? And then it was literally, this thing is fantastic. And I've, for the length of the show is the duration I've been messing with it. And I already am like doing it. This is spectacular. Really,
Derek,
good stuff.
Fred, our good friend Fred Fisher asks, can you also notate toms and crashes, et cetera?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Thank you, Fred, for your question. And also, there was another, who was the woman earlier who also asked a question?
Mary.
That's
Mary.
Producer.
And incidentally, Mary sang, is an amazing singer. I just had a song come out last month called Shine On Me. And if you go to Spotify and you listen to that, all those backing vocals are her. And she just out of the park, man. I told her, hey, I need a Baptist choir. And she became one. It was phenomenal. Go check it out. Mary's amazing.
And check awesome. Out Fred's podcast, Drummer G, formerly Coffee with Fred. And Fred is up on the same platforms as us, up on Facebook and YouTube now. And Fred always has the holiday, the interesting holiday every day. And today is like, well, watch Fred's show. I think it's Acknowledge Your Mentor Day.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That should be every day.
I think that should be every day.
You still got to answer Fred's question. Can you notate toms and crashes?
Absolutely, Fred. Thank you for your question, Fred. Yes, you sure can notate toms and crashes. So I'm just going to duplicate this measure here. And for the purposes of adding toms and crashes on this measure, I'm going to switch back to a linear voicing here.
Okay.
There's a plus sign we have at the bottom of the kick drum. I'm going to tap on that. This gives different voices for the drum set. Right now, this is focused on drum set. I've had requests for hand percussion, for marching percussion, for melodic percussion. There are a lot of different ways in which we can expand in the future. At least for right now, I'll just add in a floor tom and I'll add in a crash cymbal. How about that? You know, and so now we can go in here. We can like take off a couple notes and we could do like, you know, just like a quick accent here. And I would love to play this back for you. It's coming through my headphones. I haven't been able to get it to come through the streaming software, but you can at least see the line is moving across, and all of the samples are unique. So the regular hits, the ghost notes, the accents, all of that has a unique sample for each one of these voices.
I have a groove on my phone. I can play it if you guys want to just hear what it sounds like through my microphone.
Yeah, I can play this one too. I want to hear it. Go for it.
Can you hear that? Can you guys hear that?
Eddie
okay?
Murphy's going to jump out holding a pistol any second.
I don't get it. Oh, that was the
there you go. There you go.
Yeah. That's funny. That's actually funny.
You actually said something funny, Bart.
you can change.
You're not just cracking yourself up.
You can change the tempo. You can change there's a timer function where you can have it play for a certain number of measures or a certain number of minutes. There's a click that you can turn on and off. So it's super dynamic, just the playback features too.
I literally just threw this together. I'm going to put my microphone up to the computer.
Hey, Derek.
My computer on my floor, Tom. Here, check this out.
Cool. Derek, can you add 30-second notes?
30-second notes, absolutely. So I'll just tap here on edit, and we'll come in here to this beat. Again, you can just tap on the top of the beat, to on the top of the beat that you want to, the number of the beat. You can just change the subdivision just for this one beat. 30-second notes here at the bottom. And this is because 30-second notes require more space. It's going to scroll here.
Yeah.
And so now we can scroll across. And yeah, you can see here we've got some 30-second notes that we can add in here just like that.
Can you add, I know Bart said you can use triplets, obviously. Can you add 16th note triplets, 32nd note triplets?
16th note triplets, yes. There are various ways in which 16th note triplets can be notated. I've chosen one way after doing a bunch of research. I've gotten a lot of feedback from drummers that it's not the most natural way for drummers to, you know, read 32nd note triplets. So I'm going to be making some improvements here for that. Gotcha. 32nd or 16th note triplets.
Drummers, have you ever worked with a guitar player who owns an extremely high-end acoustic guitar and they shove a pillow in the sound hole to dampen overtones? Of course not. So why would you do that to your kick drum? The Aquarian Super Kick line of bass drum heads is an industry bestseller and a favorite among drummers, drum techs, and recording engineers who want a musical controlled bass drum sound without the use of blankets, pillows, or external muffling. The patented floating muffling system uses a narrow band of acoustic felt for a pre-dampened yet natural sound, eliminating unwanted high-end frequencies and boosting low-end punch. Often imitated but never duplicated, the Aquarian Super Kick delivers superior tone control without all the extra work.
Other people are asking for quintuplets. Those are coming. Those are listed here right now because they're in the beta, they're in development. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to target, like you talked about, you know, how other notation softwares allow you to have a lot of customization and capabilities, and that comes at the cost of complexity. So I'm trying to prioritize, you know, the 80% of the most common use cases and focus, you know, mostly on those. But there are some things like, hey, I want to have like 2/16th notes and then 3, you know, 16th note triplet, you know, at the end, da-da-da-da-da-da. And that is coming too. It's just one of those use cases that's a little bit unique and doesn't quite fit into this, you know, current structure.
Now, it's all that we can make single. You've got a template for a single bar with repeats.
Yep.
And I also saw that you can make it like a score, like if you want to chart out an entire, make a chart.
Yep.
A chart. But one thing I was looking for was just to do a 2-bar repeat in 4/4. Does it have the capability to do that yet?
Well, if you want to do a 2-bar repeat, then you use the sheet music right now just with 2 bars.
Yeah,
and
right.
You can repeat the entire beat, as Jeremy had pointed out, some of the playback options. You know, so you can choose to repeat the entire beat here. And there's also the timer functionality that you can access to have a timer. And various click options too for playback with a count in, drums only, drums in click, or if you just want the click, various ways to increase the difficulty level.
Yep.
You mentioned like the worksheet, so you can choose a single measure worksheet here from create from template. And this is going to give an exercise. I'll just do a really quick example here. If we're doing, you know, say like, you know, some bass drum permutations, then I could duplicate this. And then, you know, now I'm just going to move the bass drum, hit the wrong button, do this, duplicate, right? And so we can just really quickly
create
a worksheet for a student. And when you come back into the app itself, it's going to format this like a worksheet. right? This was a request from teachers. Hey, Derek, I like to create worksheets around a theme like Ghost Notes or Independence or Fills or, you know, whatever it may be.
Right.
And so this is one of those, the first, basically the first worksheet that moves into that direction. And again, this is the beta. So the two measure worksheet isn't done yet, but you can see it's in here. I'm working on it. There are some other worksheets that teachers and educators have asked for. For example, like I have a 4-bar phrase. I want to groove for 3 bars. Mm-hmm. And then that fourth bar, I want to add a fill. Mm-hmm. But I want to use different fills each time so the student can get practice with these different fills. So I'm also working on creating this kind of dynamic worksheet where you have a groove and then you can swap out, say, like the last measure
so that you can go
through and practice this. These are tools that we use as teachers and to practice, but we just don't have an easy way to build these things out.
Right.
So, you know, that's just a preview of kind of some of the things to come.
Derek, fantastic. I just want to share this terrific compliment. Fred says, absolutely genius. Excellent work.
Thank you, Fred.
Fred, go buy this thing. Seriously, dude, you will use it. This thing's phenomenal.
Thou Can Drum says, this app is an absolute game changer. Great interview. Yep.
Thanks, Matt. Matt, Thou Can Drum is really great over on Instagram. He's doing some amazing content for beginning drummers, helping beginner drummers just kind of get their, you know, get their comfort level with some very beginning beats and, you know, the basics.
Very important.
Derek,
we should get you on the show, though.
Derek, I'm looking here and I'm watching the show and I'm really taking a lesson. So I owe you $50, I think. right now I'm just looking at my template, right, where I made my triplet groove. How do I get to where you are right now on the screen? How do I get to just showing it as an exercise, let's say?
So if you are,
I know you already showed that, I apologize.
Yeah, if you're in this screen, this is kind of editing the structure of the beat.
No, I'm not. I'm just in the groove itself. I'm just right there. That's where I'm at.
You're right here. Okay, so in the top right hand corner, there's a done button.
Yep.
And tap on that, and that will bring you back to kind of the structure. This is editing the structure, so you can duplicate measures. You can also long press on any measure and rearrange things here. And so this kind of, I created this to work similar to the iPhone, right? You know, you like hold down an icon to rearrange your screen, they start wiggling. So I was trying to like lean into that since that's an established pattern. So
how
you can do that.
How do you get the numbers on there?
So this is the single measure worksheet. So
where do we find that? Where do we find that? That was my question. I'm sorry, I asked it incorrectly.
Sure. So if you come back to your list of beats, it's the My Beats tab, and tap on the plus in the top right-hand corner. You've got Quick Create. That's always going to create a sheet music beat for you. And then there's Create from Template. And this is where the different layouts are currently
available. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm listening to the show. I'm trying to come up with questions that make sense, and I'm fiddling around with my computer, so I'm being blinded right now. But this is amazing. This is just fantastic.
We had a couple of questions I want to answer real quick in the chat. Ron Rascally asks, "Hey guys, I'm late to the party. Can you please tell me the name of the app, Derek?"
The name of the app is called Drum Notation by BeatNote. And you can search Drum Notation, you can search Drum Notation app, you can search BeatNote, Google or the App Store, and it should pop right up.
Yeah, this thing is fantastic. Everybody has been like, oh my God, so cool. All of us are gaga about it. And we were when we saw it at PASIC, and now that we've actually gotten to play with it, it's like, far exceeded my expectations about.
That's what I remember at PASIC. Jeremy goes, "Bart, come here. You got to see this thing." I'm like, "Okay." So I walk over with Jeremy, and he introduced this, and you had your tablet there, and you're like, "Oh, you want to make a groove?" And you did what you've been doing the whole show. You go, vrit, 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 bing, and you had this groove. I'm like, "You just did that." I mean, and now that I'm playing with it, and it's like, yeah, it's that simple. This is spectacular. This is so awesome.
Thank you so much.
It fills a need that was there that you know, I didn't even realize how badly it was needed because I'm just using the old you know, mm-hmm. Sibelius and you know, people use MuseScore and Finale, and like those things are cumbersome, high learning curve, expensive. And, you know, this is like so convenient and easy. And efficient, and it's so easy to export. And I love that you're open to all the feedback and that you're constantly iterating it and making it better every time. See, that's why I could never make an app like this, because I just think I know everything.
You?
Yeah, what? And so I make never. It, and it's like, that's done. Nobody can tell me it's going to be any better. And like, no, man, this is fantastic.
Thank you. I think
that's the great thing about Deck is each one of us knows our own Achilles heels. Just, you know, yeah, I'm an idiot. I don't know. That was awesome, Jerry. So great.
I assume you can do other time signatures besides four.
Yeah. So let's do some other time signatures here. So currently, we've talked about feedback, iterations. Mm-hmm. This is all a work in progress and continuous iteration, continuous feedback. Right now, quarter note time signatures are in the app 2, 4, 3, 4, 4, 4, 5, 4, 6, 4, 7, 4. And I recently introduced 6, 8, 9, 8, and 12, 8, one of the highest requested features from users. Yeah. There are, of course, other eighth note time signatures that need to be included, like 5, 8, 7, 8, and right. things like that. Right. I am rendering the music notation for everything as it gets entered, you know. So if we do like a measure of 12/8 here and switch it over to eighth notes, right, as I'm kind of tapping in here, I have to, and well, let's just do simple things like quarter note, you know, first eighth note, second eighth note, last eighth note. I'm actually drawing every beam, every stem, every dot, every rest, single thing is being rendered graphically, which is one of the reasons why it's so challenging to add support for new time signatures. And then an additional challenge that I faced with time signatures was, how do you go from 12/8 to 4/4 in music notation and have the audio playback in a way that's natural for everybody, right? And so I talked to a bunch of educators, I talked to a bunch of drummers. You know, like if you go from 4/4 to 7/8, right, it's 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, right. That eighth note stays consistent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you go from 4/4 to 12/8, is it 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? No, right? The eighth note, the pulse changes.
Yeah.
You feel 12/8 is that pulse changes. So again, I did a bunch of research, and I'm in a single measure worksheet here. So if I come back to a sheet music and do 12/8, and we're gonna just do eighth notes across here just for the purpose of showing this, and then we go to 4/4, right? We wanna have a kind of feel, because that's the quarter note pulse. And we go to eighth notes and we do this, and just researching music notation and how this should be actually notated and then played back. We have an indication here that says dotted quarter note is going to become the quarter note.
Yeah.
So when you play this back, it's going to give you the way you expect it to feel.
Okay. Well, so all of that being said, everything you just did right there, and you said 7/8, the first song that popped into my head that goes back and forth between 7/8 and 4/4 is like the ocean. You know, that it just, you're lobbing off that eighth of a note. If you were to program in the groove to the ocean, does it give you that feel? Like just that's what it does?
So once I add support for 7/8, absolutely, that's what it will do.
Okay.
So yeah, it doesn't do that yet. Right now, the time signature screen, this is also, I think, an opportunity for education. You know, I have a screen here that's indicating these are dotted quarter note pulses and these are quarter note pulses.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I also want students to understand the pulse that's underneath the time signature, not just what the time signature is, right? We're using these time signatures as a tool to communicate, Jeremy, as you're talking about, feel,
right?
You can write the same feel in 12/8 and 4/4, but they're like, Like, I don't even know how to explain. How would you explain the difference in field between 12-8 and 4-4 with triplets, right? It's
Technically they come out the same, but there's a different thing that's implied in 12 than that's in 4.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Because, right. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Hey, Derek, we have a couple other questions that we want to ask you from our listeners. Jacob Sosa, another great drummer and teacher, asks, are you able to export the MIDI notation into a DAW and MuseScore?
I'm slow when writing a MuseScore, so I need to be quick in my teaching practice. Excellent. So right now I don't have a MIDI export in the app. So when we go to export, we've got image, link, and PDF that are available. Video is coming. And I should probably have prepared to share this on here. If I go into settings and over to the roadmap, is the public-facing website where I'm building a community to receive feedback from everybody. And so if I just tap in here in the search and search for MIDI, we're going to see export to MIDI comes up. I've got six users who have voted for this, and thank you to all six users who have voted for this. I've also noted a bunch of different, there's a conversation here. Basically, MIDI export is complicated because, you know, BeatNote is using different articulations and MIDI has a very specific format. Right. So I have a number of questions here posed to users so we can have a conversation about how do you expect this to work? Because it's complicated. And if you have feedback, Jacob, that you'd be happy to share with me, then I'd be happy to work with you to make sure that the MIDI export works.
This sounds like a full-time job.
This is more than a full-time job. This level of scale of software is usually built by teams. And I'm already feeling the pains of, you know, like there isn't enough time to do everything that needs to be done.
So do you have a life outside of BeatNote?
So
are you married? Do you have kids? You play drums in bands? Like
I'm married. My amazing daughter is 4 years old, and so family is one of my highest priorities, especially at this point in my life. I quit my day job 2.5 years ago, and I have been bootstrapping to self-fund the development of BeatNote. Because I have so much passion around wanting to build this and make a contribution that, you know, I'm super excited to get it out there.
Man, well, thank you for all this work you've put into this fantastic product and that you're putting out there to make what we do easier and better. Like, you're making us more effective as teachers. You're making the experience on the user end, on the student end, richer and easier and more effective. And, you know, it's just helping everything be better.
That's my goal. You know, you talked about other music notation software programs. You know, I think that just drums tends to be the square peg that's trying to be pounded into the round hole. And yeah. I think as drummers, we need a tool that's built for us.
Right.
Yep.
For what we need. And that's, you know, my efforts here with BeatNote and your feedback, the feedback from the community. You know, we talk about standardization and drum set notation. We don't really have standards. And Rick, you highlighted earlier, you know, that things kind of like look standard, like it matches your expectations. And that's what I want to target and see if we can, you know, use BeatNote as a community to kind of drive a standard for drum notation and help it just become more accessible. If you were to hand a piece of sheet music to a piano player that wasn't written in like standard notation, they would look at you like, right. What do you mean?
Right, right, yeah. Right.
Derek, hey, James asked if you have a projected date for the release of the Android version yet.
Unfortunately, I don't. What you're seeing in BeatNote on the iOS side is about 3.5 years of full-time development. It's going to be a lot of work to get the Android version out there. There are some tools I'm using to share some of the code between iOS and Android to help when that, you know, time comes. But the hard thing with Android is it's going to take a longer period of time. The benefit with Android is I'm doing all the experimentation on the iOS folks. So they're the ones who are going through and seeing things change and iterate and, you know, it works. And then it's, you know, it doesn't do the way I expect it to. And then it does. So by the time the Android version comes out, hopefully all that's dialed in and you just, you know, get the final experience.
Derek, can you also show us the discovery section of this? Because not only is this an app where you can customize your own stuff, there's a lot of materials that one can go in and just start practicing. And I'm wondering if we can contribute to the discovery.
That's a great question. Jeremy, do you have time for me to, want to make sure.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to get off at noon. So if you guys keep going, I'll just sign off and I got to get off, but
all right.
Just go.
No worries. So, Rick, thank you so much for bringing up the Discover tab. The Discover tab is kind of an experiment, and with apps, you know, it's common to do some different experiments. And I have a vision, right? Composition is part of that vision, and content is also a big part of that vision. And so the Discover tab is basically an experiment to kind of see if we put out some content, you know, is it interesting for people? Like, do people want to consume this kind of content? And so very fortunate to have some good friends of mine, Zach Bond and Michael also have been, you know, contributing some content here. Zach's very talented drummer. And we've got a bunch of different things in here. So Zach wrote some Ghost Note grooves. I'm in the beta version, actually. So the Discover tab isn't going to come up here. I have to pull up the actual production version for you to see the content in the Discover tab. So let's just check out like some 3-4 time signature stuff from Zach. And these are all going to load up. So if you're looking for some inspiration, you can find that in the Discover tab. You can open up some of these beats, you can play along, and if you like something, you can make a copy of it to your beats, and then you can start to play around with it and edit it. So I'm looking for feedback on this too, and I haven't gotten a whole lot, so I'd be interested to hear, you know, what people think. Is this helpful? Is this informative? Rick, you mentioned, can we contribute to the Discover tab? My vision is that you should be able to contribute to the Discover tab, but there are challenges around quality, and I've seen like Drum Tab, and I've seen, you know, other apps that just allow everything to be put out there. Right. And I want to ensure that what's going out there is of high quality. So right now this is curated, but, you know, imagine a day when something like YouTube, you know, there's just content that anybody can submit or publish, say, to the Discover tab. And then you get a feed that looks at the content that you consume, and it suggests things that are recommended to you, or maybe you can follow the authors that you want to follow. Or Rick, maybe your next book, you decide you want to do it in BeatNote and you want to distribute it digitally, and you have a way to submit it to BeatNote and put it up on the BeatNote store and distribute it to your students. Like, these are all things, like, just to give you a taste of what I'm thinking and where I'm going. Like, this is what you're seeing is just a small piece of the puzzle at this point.
Yes.
I think I got to say this, man. I mean, to everybody watching this, whether you're a teacher or a student, I mean, this is so inspirational just simply for looking at the long game. You know, I mean, whatever it is that you're trying to achieve in your world as a drummer, as an educator, as a recording artist, whatever it is that you do, Derek is a shining example of thinking of the long game. I mean, this is just spectacular, you know, it really is.
It's great.
Thank you. Thank you, Bart. Yeah, I think it's really easy for people to maybe download the app and see the app and be like, oh, wow, like this is what it is. This is 3.5 years of software development, and I'm coming
of your life
of my life. Yeah. And I'm coming at this as a drummer, 35 years of experience. I started drumming when I was 11. You know, I've had a career as a software engineer, 25 years as a software engineer. And this is my effort to try to, you know, combine my passions into something that I can put out there and hopefully help other people.
That's fantastic. What's that, Rick?
When was the first release date on this?
So the first release date for this was June of 22. I launched at NAMM, and you can go back and read the very first review that people left for me, because at the very beginning, all you could do actually was use the hi-hat, the kick, and the snare drum. I didn't have toms and cymbals. I didn't have 32nd notes or 16th note triplets. I didn't have, you know, the Discover tab. I didn't have any of those things, you know, and I didn't even have a playhead, right? You can come in here and you can play this back, and it's going to show the playhead as it goes across. I didn't even have the playhead. It was super, super, super basic. And that was still a year's worth of like software development as an experienced engineer. So it takes time to iterate. And I think it's super fun. If you're interested, under settings, you can go to the the version history, and I have all of the version history available on the website and here so that you can kind of see all the updates that come through. I try to highlight whenever new features are added. I try to highlight and thank people when they report, you know, bugs. They had a bunch of tags, bugs that were fixed thanks to Justin reporting them. You know, just I want the community to get involved. And it's not common that, you know, people use an app and they know, like, oh, I want to, you know, I can send feedback in, but I'm listening. And it's a really important part of my process. And so I just want to make sure that message is gets out there.
Derek, do you have a team of people that work for you, or is it just you?
It has been just me until very recently. Some of the content, as you saw from my buddy Zach, you know, Zach's been helping out. I'm in the process of trying to get an admin onboarded. So I know, Jeremy, you've interacted with her a little bit, helping me get things set up. I'm trying to build a team, but it's hard because I don't have investment. I don't have, you know, the funds to be able to do it. So I'm trying to, like, figure out, as a software engineer, as a drummer, how do I run a business? How do I get a product out there? How do I market? How do I promote? And I'm learning a lot along the way.
Yeah, I bet you are. I mean, we've had this conversation on deck with various artists talking about, you know, there's the thing that you do that you're good at, that you work at all your life. And then there's all the other parts of being a business person. And as a musician, as a professional musician, you're a business person. You've got to be marketing. You've got to be social media. You've got to be website. You've got to be relationships and all that stuff and graphics. So it makes perfect sense. And boy, I hope that you get some really wealthy drumming benefactor to, like, invest in your thing, because, man, as good as it is now, it's only going to go through the roof as you continue to do it. Your passion is totally evident with what you're doing, man, and it shows in the quality of the product that you put out to the community. So thank you.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you so much for having me on here, and also for you all giving it a try, and also sharing your feedback throughout the process.
Yeah, this is just great, Derek, having you on Drummers Education Connection. I would definitely say, maybe as a little bit of time goes by and you get a little bit more, you know, you've added to it, I mean, come back on again.
Anytime.
Give it as much time as you think you need. Now that we've struck up a relationship, I know that I, for one, will be texting you and, hey, what about this? And picking your brain. And I can already tell you, I'm going to be using it, like, you know, yesterday. This is amazing. And I want to thank you for the, it's very generous of you to give us all a free version of it for a year. Thank you so much for that. Cause again, this is 3 years of your life that you've put into this. So that's very generous of you. And it's not just going to sit on my computer. It will go on to help the drumming community. I can promise you that.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Yeah, I really appreciate all of your support. And it's valuable to me to have you, you know, use the app and to share your feedback. And then it helps the app. Your feedback helps the app grow for everybody.
Great. Yep. Our pleasure, man. I'm already signing up for the paid version. So.
Yep.
Yep.
Happy me too. I'm going to too.
Beautiful. Derek, anytime, man, you're welcome back, and good luck with the app, and good luck at PASIC, and keep in touch.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'll be back at PASIC in November. I'll also be at the Europe Drum Show in March, and I'll also be at the UK Drum Show in October. So
excellent. Excellent. All right, Rick, guys, I got to run. Rick, why don't you play some drums and get us out of here?
Oh, what's on next week, Bart?
Next week. Yeah, that's right. Next week we got our buddy Rich Redman from Jason Aldean. He's going to be on the show. I was texting him yesterday. He and I were talking, and he's excited to be on the show, so he's going to be here. And, Rich is a great guy. So tune in to hear about Rich and all of his adventures with Jason Aldean.
Derek, put your website in the chat comments.
In the chat comments. Got it. On Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Or it'll go to Facebook and YouTube automatically.
Yeah.
Oh, in the chat comments.
Where it says all, if you're reading the comments on the right.
There they are. Sorry, first timer on StreamYard.
Okay. Just click on the comments button, and then in the bottom there's a window you can type in the website.
Got it. Will do. Thank you so much.
All right. Play us out, Rick.